104.7 The Cave, back in the studio this morning with Art Haynes. It's draft day, and we've talked about some predictions. And one thing that's kind of popped up recently in the news is the Chiefs cutting Jay Howard. I heard as recently as yesterday, part of the reason was that he failed his physical. You got any thoughts about that, Art?
Yeah, that was the reason. So that was a guy that was a mainstay on the defensive line, but not irreplaceable. Chris Jones, of course, was drafted last year and seems to have a lot of potential. They brought in Benny Logan from Philadelphia as the replacement for Dontari Poe. They've still got Alan Bailey. Now, we talked about a number of ways the Chiefs could go, and understand the draft is 7 rounds deep, and they have 10 picks. So that may mean they can package some picks and use those as collateral and kind of move up. But Charles Harris from Mizzou is a Kansas City native who's a really good edge rusher who came on, had a really good year. You might think, well, the Chiefs have already got Justin Houston and Dee Ford, who made a big step up this year. Tom Bahali, maybe every year we say this is maybe going to be his last, and I think one of these years it will. So you can't have too many edge rushers. And then as for corner, Marcus Peters was a home run 2 years ago. There's a guy from Colorado named Chidobe Awuzie. And that would really enable you to double down at the corner position and probably have the best secondary in the league. Then move Philip Gaines maybe to slot corner, and you've really got something there. So there are a whole different ways that you can go. And, again, understanding that the first-round pick isn't the be-all, end-all, that there's a lot more to it. You might be able to get some pretty good value in the second and even the third.
Yeah, and that's usually what has paid off for us in the past. You look at the history of those first-round picks for a lot of teams, and sometimes they're duds, and the ones that were way later in the draft turned out to be huge stars. So you just really never know, and you got to play it smart.
Yeah, absolutely. Like with the baggage that he had, Tyreek Hill, last year, he obviously has changed the entire team with his versatility and speed. So yeah. The ability to assess not only talent but character and what you're going to get, it's an inexact science, but that's why these guys get paid the big bucks.
Absolutely right.